This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 12:15, Brian Dawkins going to join us, your former teammate.
B-Dawk.
We get to celebrate and talk about a Super Bowl championship with B-Dawk at 1 o'clock, Elliott Shore Parks. First time we'll get to talk to Elliott since he covered the Super Bowl. He also has a fresh list of the new top 10 athletes in Philadelphia, which we got to go over with Elliott. He's got a new one.
That guy's wild.
Well, you won't be surprised who's on top. He just had a pretty good game on Sunday. So we'll get to all that coming up. Your phone calls as well. Is it too early to start thinking about dynasty? I don't think it is. The Eagles are set up. They have the best general manager in pro sports. They have a great owner. They're young. And I think they've solved the drafting thing, which was always kind of the one thing they didn't do well. Last four drafts have been incredible. I don't think it's too early. Hugh does. And citing, got to get everyone on the same page again. AJ Brown's Instagram post as well. All right, before we get back to the phones, though, let's have a little fun with this. Nick Wright, Fox Sports 1. He was probably one of the more vocal doubters of the Eagles.
You mean one of the, like the kids say, haters?
The hater, the hater before the season.
Biggest haters.
Yeah, one of the biggest haters. So he covered the Super Bowl. He was down there. I saw him walking around Radio Row. And apparently when he was down in New Orleans, he got confronted by someone, or at least, you know, kind of someone challenged him about stuff he said this year, especially maybe about the Eagles quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Let's listen to Nick Wright tell this story.
Friday night before the Super Bowl, late, I'm at the Clutch Sports Party. Having a good time. I don't work the next day.
Sure.
A few drinks like most people are. And a woman walks up to me and says, I need to ask you one question. Why do you talk so bad about Jalen Hurts? I was like, well, I don't think I talk bad. You know, and she was not budging a bit. It's like, no, you do. And I was like, well, let me tell you the good things I've said about him. I actually referenced the college thing. That's not what I'm worried. And this, once this goes on for 5, 6, 7 minutes, I have a little moment of clarity. I say, ma'am, can I ask you one question real quick? So yeah. I said, are you Jalen Hurts' mother? She said, yes, I am.
Well, that'll do it. Yeah, that'll do it.
He lucky he ain't get slapped across the lips. You know, and it's obvious that even if Jalen doesn't hear the criticism, there's people around him that do.
Of course.
You know, and he tries to insulate himself from it. But at the same time, he's motivated by it. And, you know, that's any athlete. And I would assume, because I wasn't a part of I got in on social media when I was getting out. You know, so it was not like I had a whole lot to, you know, whatever. So it has to be tougher for him because every move that you make, everything that you do is criticized. Everybody has a phone. Everybody has an opinion. And everybody voices their opinion. So it has to be tough for an athlete in this era to have to deal with that constantly.
Well, I think the best ones are the ones that try to avoid it. And I know it's mostly impossible. Like, people, it's hard, right? You see things people say about you if you're in that position like a player. I do think Jalen does mostly, though, and I think it's part of the reason why he's been so successful here. He doesn't hear the noise, but obviously people around him do. That was a funny story. The funny part for me is he said he was at a Clutch Sports party, Hugh. I have to imagine that's not the party where they criticize each other, like everyone's in the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I imagine that probably was that would have been the tell for me, like, wait a second, we're all in the business, like, right? Like, there's another TV person over there and whatever athlete. They're like, who is this person? Like, that's kind of funny that she was there and let him have the business. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Is it too early to start thinking about that D word? Dynasty. Dynasty is the D word here. We're talking about Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, pal?
Oh, man, everything's great. I just think...
You know what I mean? Like, I imagine that...
Yeah, that's a lot, Will. You got a lot going on.
It's all right. You got business.
I think that, you know, with AJ, like, you remember I kept saying, Sirianni had these guys mentally ready. And the biggest thing that he did was make everybody swallow their ego. And now you see what I've been talking about, right? Because I saw it in AJ, right? But AJ, what I do appreciate is you didn't allow that to destroy this journey. And I appreciate you dealing with what you had to deal with. And, you know, this season coming up, man, you need to just pull Jalen aside and say, listen, bro, I need the ball a little more. We need to work on some stuff. And y'all go to work together, man. And you're going to get that ball. See, the whole thing is you're already great. You already stamped. Just because you don't get as many, you know, touches as you normally would get, man, you still helping the team because guess what? Whether you believe it or not, you're taking a lot of defenders, you know, chasing you down to open the rest of the game up. So you always contributing. That's what you got to understand, man. And my thing is, even with the dynasty thing, listen, man, like I said in one of my chants, the star has fallen. Dallas is done. Yes, it's a new America's team, and it can be us. You dig what I'm saying? Yes, we can get to the dynasty. We have the potential, but like I said, I got to see how the new coordinator is going to do, or who we get, whatever. But just the last thing, we beat them dudes. You know what this Kansas City and Eagles matchup was like when Evander Holyfield stepped in the ring with Mike, right? Actually, we outplayed Patrick Mahomes the first game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just like with Holyfield, he beat him. But guess what? That rematch, he demolished Mike because he looked him in the eye and said, you know what? I'm not afraid of you. So guess what? I am elite. And I kept saying that Jalen is an elite quarterback. And y'all argue me down about that because you got to look at this man's work ethic, man. Every year, I've never seen no quarterback
you be arguing,
do what he did. He went through four coordinators and it's about to be five. And still took us to the promised land. And every time was in the playoffs, man. So listen, all these doubters and keep saying, oh, our season may be crazy because of what AJ's saying and Jalen not this, Jalen not that. They already proved they so. So guess what? Y'all need to either get on the bus or get ran over.
That's right, Doubter Douglas. Get on the bus.
Get out of lay down.
Or get
that's
yeah.
A Beanie Siegel
well,
sign.
Good phone call. Yeah,
Beanie Siegel saying.
So he brought up the that they still got there, even though they've had all these different coordinators. We're about to have another one. This is about to be the fourth coordinator in 4 years for Jalen Hurts. I know you said yesterday, Hugh, it's like we got to move past it. He's got to move past it. So some of the early reporting on what might happen here is interesting. So we know Kellen Moore's gone, right? He's taken the Saints job.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting listening an hour ago when we had Seth on. Seth said it's a mistake he took the Saints job. I get why he did.
You got to take that job.
I think he's interviewed eight different head coaching jobs now in the last handful of years. When someone finally offers you the job,
you got to take it.
I understand. Now, it's not an easy spot. We'll see how he does. But there was a story yesterday that Kevin Petullo, who's the passing game coordinator here,
mm-hmm.
and he's been with Sirianni here the whole time, he's potentially going to go with him as his coordinator. And then also there's the thought Doug Nussmeier has been Kellen Moore's quarterback coach everywhere he goes. So he followed him from Dallas to Los Angeles to here. Hugh, I know
they
you're
work
not,
well together.
I know you're not concerned about it. It is potentially. Now, we'll see what the Eagles do. Maybe they'll try to keep Petullo. That's a lot of people off the staff that Kellen Moore could take, right? If he takes himself, the pass game coordinator, and the quarterback coach, that's a lot for the Eagles to replace.
No, I get it. But I look at it like this, Joe. And Kyle, for that matter, we replaced an offensive coordinator that got us to the Super Bowl.
Steichen.
and we replaced him with a friend, and we did something that's unheard of. Big Fangio stand.
This is his last stop.
And in 1 year with one coordinator, Kellen Moore's only been here for a year, mm-hmm. and we got to the Super Bowl. So I'm a little bit more confident in the vetting process of finding an offensive coordinator that's going to marry some new concepts to what we already do. Like, there's probably a lot of bread and butter with this offense that is probably surrounded by Saquon Barkley. Now you have to figure out with that part of that, how do you marry your receivers into that? Mm-hmm. How do you get the passing game to be more potent? Because you could argue that the passing game wasn't as potent as it could have been.
I think we'd all felt that until the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Then it really emerged.
And it was one of those things where you leaned on Saquon for necessity. It was out of necessity. And you saw the passing game evolve a little bit. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to change that much. I'm not as concerned about it as many people are, because they probably knew this was coming, and they probably got a short list of people that they want to come in and try to, you know, get this offense going.
Well, the list might be short partially because they're so far into the offseason right? Like they're behind, you know.
That's facts.
The hiring cycle. It doesn't mean they can't find someone good, but it is what it is. Let's go to Terrence at Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up? Can y'all hear me?
What up,
we
man?
Got you, Terrence. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. First of all, I wanted to say that moment between Smitty and Hurts, man, that was everything, man. We seen, I don't know if you guys seen the video.
Yeah, it was pretty cool when they hugged and Devontae had tears in his eyes. Yep.
Yeah, even with Hurts, man, Hurts don't even show that much emotion. It looks like Hurts wants to get back to work, too. Look like he's not satisfied. We saw Hurts, like, he always gets that little smirk, that little grin. But you can tell he's not really satisfied with the Super Bowl either. But, man, as far as Josh Sweat, as far as Sweat, I feel like it sounds a little selfish coming from him, but we all know he wants to get paid. And we know that how we got a lot, you know, he has to sign, you got Zach Bond, a free agent. We got Milton Williams, he dominated. Like, we got a lot of decisions how he has to make. And if Howie can retool this roster and get back there again, man, then I'm going to say Diamond, because it's hard to do. You got so many players that you got to replace. I know we have our young core already intact, but to get those key pieces back in there, man, that's amazing, man. As far as AJ Brown, man, we know he's like, I saw that post yesterday, and I took it as we know he sets up in the subliminal. He does that a lot. He sets up with subliminally, so we like. I think he does that, so we don't know how to take it. He does it intentionally. He does it subliminally, so we don't know how to take it. But I feel like it's always kind of slight and hurts a little bit. Because I know you saw on the post the check mark thing. What did the last one say? Super Bowl MVP. And what was hurt? Super Bowl MVP. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that last check mark, man, he didn't really have to put that post up to me. I feel like but I feel like the difference between him and Smitty is Smitty was grateful. Cause I feel like Smitty felt like it's hard to get there. You don't know if he's going to get back there again. And I feel like, to me, I feel like AJ is coming off a little deal. Like, man, you just won that Super Bowl. You're going to have Parade Friday. I feel like you said, it's the time for that, man. Because it's coming off like you're coming at the quarterback again, but you're doing it in a subliminal way. But as far as his dynasty, man, and taking care, we got to call Jalen Hurts the Kermit Killer. Because every time he performs better than Mahomes, we beat him last year. He outperformed him in the Super Bowl the other year before that. So we got to start calling Jalen Hurts the Kermit Killer, man. And I feel like Jalen Hurts does have that kind of Jordan-esque feeling about him, like he's not satisfied. Like I said before, he don't give no emotion. Like, I feel like after the Super Bowl, I was watching his expression, and he didn't give too much. He didn't jump around. He just kept saying he's trying to process it. So I feel like in that kind of way, I feel like Hurts and AJ, man, they're kind of similar in that kind of aspect where they're not giving too much emotions out of that situation of winning the Super Bowl. And that don't come, man, a Super Bowl, that don't come damn easy, man.
Well, it does. Well, Terrence, the Jalen thing, Devontae has, I think part of it, Terrence, good phone call, I think part of it is where they came from. At Alabama, it's not about winning once. It's about winning every single game.
It's about reloading and getting back after.
Right, like when I that might be the part of them adding all these Georgia and Alabama kids that we didn't think about when they first got here. Like, yeah, they're ready for the pro game. They're really good players. They're winners. They also know how to handle winning again and going back again. Like, I don't have any thought that Nolan Smith's going to be satisfied now. At Georgia, you're supposed to win and then win again.
I mean, that's something that's – when you win one – I mean, I've never won one, obviously. But I'm assuming that's one of the first thoughts. That's without question, because that's a feeling that you've never had before, and you want to keep that feeling going as long as possible. I just feel, I guess, you know, me being as old as I am and being just old people and representing all those
Pop,
folks,
Pop Douglas.
I feel like there's a lot that should not be said, especially when you're talking about the social media. And being a guy that has had moments on social media where he's even said himself, I've been misinterpreted.
Yeah, when you were young, now you're old.
Yeah. You've been misinterpreted.
So that's kind of like, that's why I'm having trouble wrapping my head around the fact that, like, he's trying to take a dig at Jalen over social media. Like, given everything we know about A.J. Brown, having called into WIP because he was so frustrated with what we were talking about, or what people were talking about him and misinterpreting something he said. I do believe he's a smart guy. I think he just makes mistakes sometimes, or like doesn't always convey the exact meaning that he wants to, or in the right way. Like, there's no way to me that he's thinking 2 days later, like, there's no way it's malicious.
So before you make your point here, I didn't think it was about Jalen. I think it's about his role.
About his role.
That in general. I don't think that he's, like, given everything we know about him, that he's deciding deliberately to take to social media to complain about his role 2 days after the Super Bowl. Like, he's not that freaking tone deaf.
You know why I think that he is, in my infinite old ass man wisdom? Is because he made a concerted effort during the course of the season not to do it, because of, you know, the reading the book and everything, and going out of his way when he did feel that way to pull the book out on the sideline. Like, everybody was like, oh, it's not a big deal.
Well, that tells me the opposite. That tells me that he is, in his conscience, he doesn't want to portray that way. So
okay,
why would he do it on
purpose? Okay, in his conscience, he doesn't want to be portrayed one way, but then he goes out of his way to do it on social
media. That's my point. I don't think it was deliberate.
Because
it doesn't add up. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know if he was deliberately trying to undermine the celebration of the week. I don't know if that was... I think, and I've read books on, like, the most successful people. They sometimes don't realize what is actually driving them. And I think AJ now realizes what... This is not necessarily a bad thing. He realizes now he's driven by dominating one-on-one. That's he said it. I think he means it. Now, the question moving forward is, can he be satisfied here in this role while winning? Or does he need something else for satisfaction? I don't know.
I know he's probably looking for his why, but again, it's, you leave it to interpretation, and that's the problem.
That's why I feel like he made a mistake.
He did. No, Kyle, this is what I'm trying to get you to see. Like, and I use me as an example, as my old ass self. There are times where I want to tweet certain. Okay, for example, just to give you an example, I want to tweet about the Super Bowl halftime show.
You had a lot of thoughts.
I had a lot of thoughts, and me and you talked about those. But I said, you know what? I don't feel like tweeting something out to a bunch of individuals that probably are not going to understand exactly what I'm saying.
Well, plus your audience was happy about the Eagles,
yes,
right? Like our audience.
And so I was like, okay, there's a time and a place for everything.
But that's your grown-up self.
No, like,
if young you had Twitter, dude.
That's,
come on.
That's, but no, Kyle, that's, I don't feel like you're able, at this, when you get past 18, I don't feel you should be able to hide behind, well, I'm not old enough to have infinite wisdom.
No.
You've had moments. He's had moments here with the Philadelphia Eagles where he's been, you could say he's been misinterpreted, but he does everything for a reason. Everything that he does is calculated. The fact that he had the Patriots outfit on, or the Patriots Tom Brady, he did that for a reason.
But he gets frustrated when we misinterpret it. So
Kyle,
why would he intentionally do it again?
Media,
that doesn't make sense.
People use social media for what it is, to be social. And he knows exactly what he's doing. You're not about to sit up here and make me believe that he don't know what he's doing when he sends out tweets.
If I had a guess, there'll be a story this offseason from an insider saying the Eagles are thinking about opening the offense up again to keep everyone happy. Like that, there's reality to this.
Joe, he went and did that when he threw the ball to him at the end of hissy fit. My bag. I know. Doc, my bag. I know you're on the phone, dog. My bag.
Yeah, let's get to our next guest and celebrate with a guy that I'm sure is very happy of watching a defense dominate the way it did on Sunday. Joining us now on behalf of Berenger and Lilly's It Takes Two Health Initiative, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Eagles legend, your former teammate, Hugh Brian Dawkins. B Doc, how you doing?
B.
I'm absolutely blessed, brother. I'm blessed and excited.
Hey, I know. Listen, I got a chance to see that. But, well, dog, what were you thinking when you saw that defense playing the way that they were thinking? I know you probably was up there probably doing a bunch of curls or something. But what were you thinking when you saw that?
No, I mean, to be honest with you, I was hyped for them, but I kept saying, whole lot of time left. Whole lot of time left. Good play, touchdown, pick, touchdown. Whole lot of time left.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was my mindset. It was almost like I kicked you like into game mode, right?
Yeah.
You get excited for that instance, but you know it's more work to be done. So I kept saying, okay, got.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Got more work to do.
Brian, what was it like watching the defensive line do what they did? I mean, that was, watching Super Bowls my whole life, it's rare to see a defensive line dominate like that. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is such a great player, and he had no time, and whenever he did, he took punishment. I haven't seen a team play defense like that in the Super Bowl in a long time.
Man, listen, that is a defensive back's best friend, is a defensive line that's hunting like that. Are you serious? You know, you can... When you have a defensive line that's able to win their one-on-one battles and you do not have to blitz, that allows you to then match coverage. You have more people in coverage to match those coverages. And because of that, that makes the quarterback hold the ball just a tick or two long. And then the defensive line gets the chance to make their second move. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so that's those opportunities to get the ball carrier down when the quarterback down, when he tries to step up into the pocket. So, again, for them cats, and here's the thing for me, I thought that would be Jalen Carter that was going like that. But because of his talent, they were paying so much attention to him that the other cats got a chance to go one-on-one, and they was absolutely beaten, and I loved it.
Well, we all did. What a moment. What a night. Brian, talk about the Cooper DeJean's intercepts return, his first one. And it was so cool to watch him because he kind of dropped back there. And then Mahomes is trying to get out of the pocket. And I kind of felt like he was seeing it develop. Like Mahomes might try to throw it behind me. I'm just going to drop back here. And then, boom, he took it away and then made a play with the ball.
Man, you know what? That play on the sprint out. He's the flat defender. He's the basically the deep comeback defender. So there was a deep comeback by the receiver, but he took that away initially. But he's such a playmaker in his mind, and he's not performing like a rookie, that he was just reading the quarterback at that point. So if you paid attention, had Mahomes pump fake that left, he would have been able to throw like a 15-yard comeback, and it would have been right on time. But again, because of his playmaking ability, his ability to read the quarterback, and then his confidence, the confidence that Vic and everybody has in him, he was able to make that play. And not only did he make that play, he then turned into the returner that he is and took that thing to the house. So I'm so hyped for him, so happy for him as well.
Brian Dawkins joining us here as we celebrate Super Bowl 59. The Eagles are champions again. Brian, how about the play? What impressed you the most about Jalen Hurts and his performance? He was the MVP of the game, and it just felt like from the moment it started, he was poised and in control. Biggest moment, he looked like he was playing in just any other game.
But here's the thing. This is the Jalen that we've seen. Like, we've seen this Jalen before. When was the last time we saw this Jalen? 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And what game was that? The Super Bowl. So this is the Jalen that many people I expect to see during the season. So that's why for me, like, I don't mind being critiqued, right? A lot of people critiquing him. Why? Because you have flashed us that. And so now you get back to that mode again. And in the playoffs, he got back into that mode of playing at that level. And so, again, this is not a surprise for me that he played this way, to be honest with you. He was healthy. You know, one of the blessings for him is toward the end of the year. And is him getting hurt. He had to sit out for those couple of games. He got healthy, and then he came back in the playoffs and played outstanding football.
Brian, I'm kind of curious. Do you look at this team and you see them potentially becoming a dynasty? And if so, what do they need to do to kind of get that thing going?
Well, they've done it. They won the first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
They won that doggone first Super Bowl. But I'll tell you, the hard part for them is going to be what has happened, and that's their coaches being poached. And so you have to find somebody else to come in to be able to put the players in place to have the success that they've had. I believe they'll continue to do a great job as far as scouting is concerned. Yes, Howie makes the plays, but they have an outstanding scouting department. I've been an executive there, so I know a lot of those guys. So they have an outstanding scouting department. And so then it's just the consistency of the play on the field, especially on the offensive side of the ball, because I believe Vic is going to be there for a little while. Like, Vic going to be around. And what he's done, to me, he was the MVP. Like, what he's taken that defense from the 31st in the league to the first in the National Football League during the year, but also to playing like the best defense in the postseason, to the point that they absolutely demolished the potential three-peat Kansas City Chiefs, right? So, again, it's not going to be easy. They have some of the pieces in place, but who is going to be this next offensive coordinator, and how long is he going to be around?
Yeah, it feels like you come here, you do well, you can become a head coach somewhere, which is good to attract candidates, but obviously it's a challenge each year. Brian, I know you're with us today with the It Takes Two campaign you're part of. Tell us about that and why it's so important to you.
Yeah, this is extremely important for me. When I heard this information that my parents fit into this slot as far as having high blood pressure, battling that, and then type 2 diabetes, and that puts them at risk to potentially go and get kidney disease, down the road. And so when I got this information, Beringer and Lilly have been blessed me to be a part of this, to begin to spread this information. First of all, I shared it with my parents and their caregivers, my aunts and my uncles, to make sure that they're good. But then I felt I must share this with as many people as possible. So it takes two campaign. It takes you and your doctor, and it takes two tests, a blood test and a urine test. And the problem is that it's like 35 million people out there that may be going down that path to kidney disease, but the great majority of them don't know it. So this campaign and me being a part of it can potentially reach those individuals, or you know, if you know somebody that fits in those two spaces, excuse me, that you can then get this information to them. You can go to testyourkidneys.com to find out more information and to be proactive about your health.
Well, it's super important. Doc, I'm so glad we could bring you on. So people, you know, obviously we want to hear what you think about the Super Bowl and the win, but this is really important,
very, very
stuff.
Important, yeah.
And for people to hear this, and again, testyourkidneys.com to go get more information and make sure that you're healthy and you keep yourself healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, you know, like anything, if you know anything about me, you know this about me. Like I'm very proactive when it comes to my health and what I put into this vessel, but also how I take care of myself. So because of that, I wanted to make sure that those individuals that hear this information are also proactive about their health. Because ultimately, you know, I would love for people to stay healthier longer. And that's one of the reasons that also I stepped up and allowed myself to be used in this way.
Did you work out yet, dog? Or are you going to work out? Because it sounds like you got kind of hyped out on this phone call, bro.
That's because y'all took me down the path of remembering and thinking about the Super Bowl. That's y'all fault.
No, I tell you, every time I talk to you, man, and you get to talking, I hear it in his voice. I get goosebumps, man. It's always great talking to you, brother, for real.
Same here, my brother. Same here.
Brian, man, we appreciate it. Go Eagles. We appreciate you being part of this, and good luck with it. TestYourKidneys.com, a great cause. Enjoy this week. It's a special week for the Eagles. Doc, we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
And guess what?
What's up?
The Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Super Bowl champions, baby!
Love it. There he goes. Brian Dawkins. Thank you, Brian.
Yes,
there
hey,
he goes. 215-592-9494. Always love having B-Doc on. You could feel it. You're
no,
right.
Listen,
there's some people that just bring like a different energy. And anytime, I think we've had him on two or three times on our show, he just brings so much energy.
No, dude, it's amazing. I love talking to him. I love seeing him. And he's that guy, man, that when you hear him talk, He's a captivating person. And so it's always great to see him, always great to talk to him.
215-592-9494. Coming up, your phone calls here, Dynasty Talk. Is it too early? I don't think so. Your interpretation of A.J. Brown, what he put out on Instagram yesterday, Hugh kind of made it feel like it's not a good thing. And maybe it could hurt the idea of a dynasty. Where do you come down? We'll read it to you again. Plus, I told you guys that Travis Kelce, I said this on Monday, I watched a player go from player to podcaster on Sunday. It's over. More evidence coming up why Travis Kelce's career basically ended on Sunday night. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, Philly, a great lawn. It's like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. True Green is the local expert in Philly and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a lot about keeping grass looking like a fairway, and it's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.